Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. You know how I'm always saying that communication is a lubrication? But what if you don't quite know how to go about having those important sex talks? In this show, I'm teaching you how to approach your partner with what you want in bed, the exact scripts that you need to go through to get what you want. Threesomes, anal sex, sex toys, we're covering it all. Thanks for listening. And thanks everyone for supporting my sponsors. Okay, it's the holidays and there's no better time to get a massage and relax. And a great way to do it is with a massage candle. I made these beautiful candles with my partner, Tony. They are amazing candles that are beautiful. You could just, you know, leave them out on your table, but they have a little secret trick to them. You light them and it pulls into the most amazing, warm, luxurious massage oil. So you blow it out. It's not like hot or waxy or sticky or messy. And you can pour it on your partner and give them an amazing massage. And it's a perfect gift. It's a perfect thing to have around the house. And everyone's like, what? What? Massage candle? Again, they're beautiful and you can just leave them in your home or give your partner a massage. A listener emailed me and said to me, my girlfriend was skeptical at first, but agreed to try the warm oil on me first and gave me a back rub. Then I reciprocated and we had amazing sex. She could not stop talking about how good the candle smells and how great the massage oil feels. I am convinced that the scent and the candle helped us through some of the barriers to sex that we have faced lately. You know me. I created these candles so you could have the best sex of your life. And everyone, the kind of things you got to try and feel them and touch them. And then you'll be like, oh my God, Emily, thank you so much. I totally get it. So you got to get them. And for a limited time right now, you can go to my website and it's buy one, get one free. It is use code massage until December 30th. And yeah, you get one candle free. So check it out at emilyandtony.com. Thanks everyone for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for my mailing list. Oh, and this month we've got so many great gift guides. If you're like, what do I get my partner? What's a good thing? I've got fun things for you. No, they're not all crazy sex toys, but they're just some things I think you should add into the mix to spice up your relationship. You can get her the purse she wants or the shoes or, you know, he might want a new iPhone, but, you know, why not always throw something in that would make your sex life a little bit better? That's what we're about. And also sign up for my mailing list because I send you emails that are quite entertaining and will also improve your sex life. And as always, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. We have a bunch of contests coming up and really fun things, giveaways, and I just think you're going to like it. So check it out. I'm here with Menace today.
Hello, Emily. How are you doing?
I am so good.
I'm excited to be here with you. And thank you for all the listeners. They've been hitting me up a lot lately on social media, Twitter, and I actually see them around Los Angeles. I wish I could see them across the country and other places around the world that people download the show. But thank you for the support of the show.
What are they saying to you?
They said that they love it.
They miss you when you're not here.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, you know, I'm just...
You've been doing this for...
Yeah, but I'm just an ass, you know? I don't really add anything to the show.
No, you
but
sometimes do. No, you add a lot.
I love, like, digging into your life. I think that's what they like, because I'm probably the only one that asks you about your own life.
It's and, true. I know. Wonder if that... You know what, Menace, you brought up a good point. I'm wondering from the listeners, because we actually are going to put out a poll, so check our website. Mm-hmm. It's like 10 questions. And I want to know, we've been doing this for 9 years, mm-hmm. and I just want to know from the listeners, like, what do you love about the show? What would you like to hear more of? What have you learned? What topics do you want us to cover? All that stuff.
Yeah,
how can we improve
crazy
it?
Stuff.
You know, I'd love it. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. I love that they're hitting you up. And it's Menace across the board.
Yeah, just Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E, on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram's always my favorite.
I know. You're a good Instagrammer. You're always in goddamn Disney World.
Disneyland.
Sorry. Disneyland. I grew up in where I grew up, it was all Disney World because we went to Florida.
So it's the holidays. What the hell is going on with
your
life?
Oh, my God. Things are...
Anything?
Yeah, things are good. I mean, we just moved offices to an amazing new space mm-hmm. across the street, so we've been moving a lot. And I'm around for the holidays. I'm going to go to Florida with my family. See my brother. We're going to go to South Beach and party on New Year's Eve.
Lucky.
Do you want to come? I know you love my brother.
I am going to continue with my tradition of being in Vegas for New Year's.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to see Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett.
No way.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
That'll be amazing on New Year's Eve?
On New Year's Eve, yeah.
That's so fun.
At the Cosmopolitan.
I love that. You going with a group or just your girl?
Just me, my lady.
You and the lady. Things are going strong?
Yeah, everything's going great. All this stuff.
How do you are the one person that has the most perfect relationship in the world? And you just
don't
share with me.
No, I honestly, we just... You know, we know what we want, and we have fun all the time
That's
with each
so
other.
Important.
And I don't know. It was funny because we went just recently to a Justin Timberlake concert, right? She loves Justin Timberlake.
JT.
And we were in the VIP because we're lucky enough to get in there. And there was this couple just going at it, just fighting and arguing. And the girl, like, turns around, and the guy had a beer in his hand. And I was watching the guy, and the guy, like, sips his beer, and he goes, "Ah, man, F this bitch." And just keeps on drinking.
Oh,
and then goes back and starts arguing with her again, right? And I turn to my girlfriend, and I go, "How come we never fight like that with that passion?" And she goes, "Because I know if I tried to argue with you like that you would leave me here."
You would. You'd be like, "I'm out."
I go, "You know what? You're right." Because I wouldn't be putting up with that crap.
No, but who fights like that? They must have been drunk, young couple or something.
No, they look like they were mid-30s or something.
Some people get off on that. There's couples who totally get off on the fighting.
The drama.
I know. And I don't think it's healthy.
I've definitely seen that. And I hate to put it on my female friends, but I've definitely seen that with my female friends where they do love the drama because it kind of gives them meaning to have discussions with their friends and, you know, like,
well,
talk crap about their boyfriend and stuff like that.
I don't think
that's... you notice that all the time because they talk a bunch of ish on how crappy their boyfriend is, but yet they never leave them. They're always... They stick
around. We talk about this a lot, how I can give people advice or my friends till they're blue in the face and they don't leave the guy. But same with men, too. But there are some couples who just get off on the adrenaline. That's sort of like how their relationship got formed was they fight. They make up sex. They fight. It's the adrenaline. But I don't... Yeah. It's not really the healthiest way to progress in a relationship. So if you're in one of those relationships and you are getting off on that, you know, you're like, we have to fight. Because a lot of times that's when they really see their partner, men or women, that's when they really feel like they connected to their partner, but it's like negative reinforcement rather than positive.
So it's like, oh, you really do care about me.
And we're fighting, but it's not really, there's so many other ways to connect with your partner. It's so terrible. If you're having the same arguments over and over again, it might be something that you want to look at.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when they're drinking, it comes out. It's just not attractive.
Yeah, I think I just kind of like... I put that thing. It's just like, I just don't argue there.
I'm not a fighter either.
I don't see any point in it. You know, it's a waste of time.
Right. You should learn
either
to talk.
We discuss right now what the problem is or get the F out of my face.
Right.
You
I mean, so many
because I'm not going to play any games.
Exactly.
With you know?
No. Well, it sounds like you found the right person.
Yeah.
It's funny that you say that because today's show is actually, you know, I'm always saying communication is a lubrication. Talk to your partner about what you want in bed. And what's been occurring to me lately is I'm like, you know, that's not so, it's really one of the hardest things for couples to do is to actually bring up those difficult things, even if it's about sex or if it's just about, you know, I hate when you leave your dirty socks around. They just don't know how to start that conversation. So I thought today's show, I have Madison here, who's my assistant producer, and you, Menace, we're going to do some scripts that are going to walk through some of those topics that you might be like, yeah, I mean, I know I want to have a threesome, but how do I bring it up? You know, so I'm going to tell you exactly what you have to say for some of those sticky sex situations and relationship scenarios that you don't quite know how to start the conversation or how to get it going and get what you want. Not at this moment, though. First thing I have to tell you is, so what's up with me is, I'm still single. Shock. Yeah. But I have actively been dating. I reignited my Tinder account.
Oh, really? I'm sure
just
that's
to kind of
well.
Check it out. No, I haven't gone on a date yet, but it was really funny. Listen to this effed up thing. So I'm on Tinder. And I happened to match up with a guy that I was dating for a while last year.
Uh-huh.
We matched. And so I liked, like, we're still friends. So I liked him or whatever. And then it said, you are a match. So I went to see his profile. Like, you know, you have 500 words to say what you want to say. He took my exact copy and copied what I said on my profile and used it. Because he had already matched with me, seen my profile. And I was like, dude.
Wait. He used your profile his bio?
Well, because all
or
I
did he use your bio to answer everything?
He used my bio on his... Because I said, now everyone's going... He's like, well, I figured you were an expert, so I just used what you used.
Oh, nice.
So I say, okay, so on Tinder, if you've been on Tinder, it's the popular app where you swipe left, right? You get people's pictures, basically, and you choose who you like or not. And then if you like them and they like you, you get a match. So I liked him just to see his profile.
Yeah.
And we matched because he had liked me. And my Tinder profile says, they give you 500 words. I said, in 500 words or less, I couldn't even begin to describe what I'm all about. That's just what I wrote. His says, 500 words isn't nearly enough to say what... He copied me.
What?
So I freaking called him on it, and I said, what the hell? He goes, well, you're the expert. How messed up is that? He's like, I'm like, well, is it working for you? Like, he's like, yeah, it's great. I'm getting all these matches.
What?
That's messed up. Don't plagiarize my Tinder profile. I caught him red-handed.
That's messed up.
I know.
See, I'm not even on Tinder, but I gotta know more about it. So I think I should be like Spider-Man.
Do you want to see all
Tinder
the guys I've matched with?
Yes, please.
There's some weird dudes too
apart.
That like
that
some...
you matched.
I've met like 500.
Why are you calling them weird dudes if you're the one?
Because what happens is after we match, then they send me a message. Isn't that weird?
Can they send you photos? Do they send you dick pics?
No, but one guy's like, hello. Like for a month, he's been like, hi, we matched. Hello. Are you there? Anyone there?
Damn, that guy's thirsty.
Okay, this guy just said, oh my God, look at this one. Okay, this one. He just messaged me again.
Yeah.
Read that. His name is John.
All right.
That's all his messages to me. After you match with someone, you can communicate via the app. If you don't match, and I never responded to him, and I don't, Madison, what are you writing to him?
I said, hey, this is Emily's. I'm gonna write him
now. You're writing him now? He's been messaging me. Can you just read Menace? Don't do that because he's been pestering me for 6 weeks.
Don't worry, he's not gonna pester you anymore. I'm not gonna tell him to F off or anything.
What are you saying? Don't take over. I did not give you my phone so you can be in charge of my dating.
Okay.
Just read what he says.
All right. Read what I just wrote. Read what he says and then
okay,
read.
Madison, you and chime in. Madison.
Go first. Read everything that he wrote and then read what I wrote.
First, on what date?
From John, starting November 19th.
Okay.
You are so sexy, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Then, like, a week later, happy Saturday. Then a sad face. Then talk to me. Multiple E's. Desperation is growing. Question mark and on December 2nd. Another winky sad face. Is that a crying face? I don't even know what that means. On December 3rd. December 4th, killing me. All caps.
Yeah.
December 10th, a week later, do you ever talk to anyone? And then Menace's response today. Hey, this is Emily's boyfriend. What's up?
And don't send it.
And that will be the end of that. It's already been sent.
Oh my God, Menace.
What?
Okay.
That just happened.
That's a joke.
No, don't say it's a joke. You don't want to talk to that guy. Don't send it.
That's a joke. Well, dude, now I'm thinking.
Let me say it.
Because then I sound like a bitch. Jet's
what
a joke.
Hell?
Sorry.
I mean.
More soon. Okay,
see,
listen.
Now this guy's going to keep on messing with
you. No. What I'm saying is, and I don't mean that I'm leading guys on. There's just some guys that you, first of all, I am super busy, but I'm trying to incorporate dating into my life. And so there are a few guys I've been chatting with, but there's this one guy that I matched with that I thought was really cute.
Uh-huh.
And then we exchanged numbers. That's the next level of Tinder. Once you get connected with someone, you can say, oh, we like chatting. And honestly, I don't know why I didn't answer this. I think once I looked at it, I was like, because sometimes you just really examine it once you match.
Yeah.
But the other guy I matched with, I thought he was cute. We went back and forth, and then we exchanged phone numbers. Because then you take it the next level is texting. And then he just keeps sending me pictures of himself. Not dick pics, but just like,
selfies?
And he's handsome. Kind of, yeah.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, dude, let's have some words.
Yeah.
Let's have some words. Like,
that is,
what is he,
weird.
A chick? Yeah,
that's
selfies.
A chick thing.
So that, like, turned me off, too. And so I'm done.
Turn you off.
But I do have a lot of matches on there. So, you know, that's what I've been doing. But I've been seeing some people here and there.
Do you know the term thirsty? I just used it. I want you to learn it.
Tell me.
Thirsty is the guy that kept on messaging you. Like, you're so thirsty that you're too eager to talk to somebody. Isn't that like a huge turnoff?
Yeah, it is.
So don't be thirsty.
Only message once. I can't believe Menace just said this is her boyfriend. Because then I'm a psycho chick who's on Tinder with a boyfriend. But that's cool. He already thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah, and now you just message him like it was a joke. And now
bad.
He's going to message you again.
I'm just going to end it now.
See,
after the
you
show.
Really want to talk to this guy. That's
no,
why.
I don't.
Then why would you say that?
Because I just didn't want you to be in charge of my messaging.
Okay, I promise I won't message again, but I want to see the other guys.
Which one? I don't trust you anymore.
I swear to God, I won't. I promise.
God, all my friends and relationships just want to look at my Tinder.
I want to, because I don't know how it works or looks like.
Okay, so you go and you put in is if you were looking for men or women. The age range you're looking for, and then geographically, like I want him to be 3 miles away, 10 miles away. So that's it.
All
and
right.
Then people just come up and you swipe and you swipe and you find who you like. And it's really interesting, you know?
Okay, this guy's some weird, weird Bernie man guy. Okay,
I saw that. And honestly, sometimes you press, you like them, and then you go into it once you match, and you're like, oh, I'm not so sure. But people, you know what? Here's the thing about dating, and we talked about this a lot on the show, is that, you know, online dating is a great option. You can always find someone online, but also you got to remember those real life dating skills out in the real world. Holidays are here. You might be going to holiday parties. If you see someone that you find attractive or interesting, or just hi, how you doing? What brings you here tonight?
Wait.
Don't be ashamed to just say hi. You're both at a party. It's festive.
This looks
and
like
just start talking to people.
This one guy right here, David, he looks like that douchey ex car salesman guy that used to date in L.A. Doesn't he?
Oh, no. Yeah, but that's a different guy.
Like, why are you wearing a tie in your photo? Like, that's so douchey. All right.
Well, it's because you don't own a tie and only hoodies.
I have a bunch of ties, but I don't wear them in, like, profile pics on like, social media.
Okay, get off my Tinder. Give me the phone back. We got a show to do. You're going to make me anxious.
Oh,
also, people, do you know that on Thursday nights you can actually watch our show? Watch and listen live, 8:30 to 9:30 Pacific Standard Time at sexwithemily.com. It's pretty awesome. Oh, my God. Menace is messaging people.
You can watch.
And then afterwards, it's on our site. You can watch the whole video of the show if you ever want to see what happens in the world, which is exciting.
I'm trying to look for one guy that doesn't look like a douche on here.
Dude, this is my life. I know.
Match.
Well, I'm actually practicing.
This guy is not 47. He's definitely like 60 something.
Oh, dude. Okay. So the thing is that I actually am practicing what I preach because I know I'm telling you all to talk to people. And I realize that I don't really put myself out there a lot because I'm not out that much, but I am, you know, lately I'm trying to, you know, I'm going out more and I am making it a point just to talk. Say hello, whether I find them attractive or not. Women, it's just a good skill. You walk into a party, hey, how you doing? What, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, who do you know here? How'd you get here? And you just, it's not like there's not like a magical formula. There's not a pickup line, but you just start a conversation, and that's how you know if you match someone. So this is a great time to do it.
I just clicked on this message. It says, "I respect a woman who's willing to show her soul like that." Like, what the f is he talking about?
Because my shoe is in the first picture.
Oh, foot fresh guy. Look at this guy trying to use his dog to get laid. And you actually talked to him. I'm not going to read what you wrote. But, like, come on. That is so obvious.
I know. Dogs and babies, dog not good.
To get laid.
Cats.
Oh, my God.
But a lot of people put kids in there to show that they have kids. Yeah. Madison, you haven't been on it because you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I started dating someone right before this whole Tinder thing blew up. So I've actually never been on it. Although I do think it's fun to get on other people's Tinders. Like, just what you're saying. It's like I'm living vicariously through my single friends because I have no idea. People ask me questions about Tinder and I'm like, yeah, go
You can
fit.
Go on mine anytime. I should assign someone in the office to just start picking out cute guys for me.
Do you have a daddy complex? Because there's a bunch of old guys on here.
No, I don't.
A bunch of old balls.
She likes them mature.
No, I don't have a daddy. There's young and old. Okay, stop looking at my Tinder.
All right. So, let's talk.
Okay, let's talk. So the deal is,
other than Tinder and all this stuff, how about in the offline life? Because that was a big conversation that we had last time.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
In the offline life going on.
You know, it's funny. I have met people. I got asked out at, like, when I was walking down the street in my new office on Hollywood Boulevard, which is kind of sketch, but there was a cute guy, and we just started talking, and I told him what I did, and he emailed me. But, you know, maybe I'll go out with him. I wasn't that attracted to him.
All right.
So as
then
far as dating goes,
you're not that attracted to him.
There's this other guy that I've been
that's
seeing.
That's why you get yourself in trouble. Because
I know.
You start talking to these guys, and you're like, oh, I'm not really interested. You do that all the time. Why?
Well, because I'm open. Because you know why the thing is? Men decide in 3 seconds or less if they want to sleep with someone. It doesn't change. Women, guys can kind of grow on you. You meet someone and this is terrible for guys like, oh, I might grow on her. And that doesn't happen all the time. But for women, it has a lot more to do with, you know, guys can become more attractive to us over time. You know, our brain is the largest sex organ. So you say something, you're interesting, you're intriguing, you're smart. You know, I might find myself become more attracted to you. So I'm just more flexible. Let's say that.
All right.
But there was a guy that I was kind of seeing who is we were friends. So I've never done this. I've never been. Usually I meet someone and either we hook up, we don't, or we date. And we were friends for about a year. And then we slept together, which we weren't going to. We talked about that we weren't going to.
Yeah, right.
And then we did. And then he got really, like, kind of weird about it after. And he started, I'm like, can we just go back to the friend part and just forget that we slept together? And then he was like, but I still want to sleep with you. And now it got weird. And it's sort of annoying because I'd rather just. But I like him, though, and I wish that we could, you know, I don't know that it would go anywhere, but I think it's interesting. Have you ever done that, been really good friends with someone, and then it turns into a relationship?
Into a relationship? Like a long-term?
Well, yeah, thing? Or someone you date?
That I was friends with them, and no, I don't think it's like manufactured into a relationship. No,
right.
It hasn't.
You just sleep with them.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we're
How about
like
you, Madison?
Friends again.
My current boyfriend, actually, we were very good friends, and he knew right away that he wanted to sleep with me, and for months and months, I was like, no, like, I have no interest in it whatsoever.
And then what happened? What was the turning
point? We just started spending, like, a lot of time together, one-on-one, doing the whole, like, buddy-buddy thing, and then it just kind of, like, grew. And then,
after one bottle of tequila, it was on.
Tequila, female Viagra. Yeah. I quoted you on Loveline the other night saying that. Dr. Drew laughed.
It is. For real, though.
I know.
The silver, keep it clear. Don't go brown, because if you drink the dark tequila, then they'll go crazy.
You're the tequila expert.
They'll kick in your car or something.
I was in Mexico, and I told you I was going to bring you some, but then I got so obsessed. I know that you are so particular about your tequila, and then if I got you the wrong one, you wouldn't drink
it.
You don't mind?
Real quick, let's go to the holiday season.
Okay.
And so you're going to go to Florida.
I'm going to go to Florida.
With a family.
To South Beach.
So you think you're just going to, like, hook up with some rando guy or what?
On New Year's Eve? You mean right before Who knows? You never know. I don't, you know, I gotta be honest. I'm typically not, it's funny because I'm not, I haven't had a lot of one-night stands and random hookups. Mm-hmm. I know that you would think that would be different. I'm not saying I never have. But I've always been a little more, you know, conservative about it. But New Year's Eve, hey, let my freak flag fly.
Have you ever had, like, a really good New Year's Eve? I know we both come from San Francisco, which is not a great New Year's Eve town.
No.
At all.
That's why you go to Vegas every year.
Go to Vegas, yeah.
I mean, have you honestly, had any, like, it's been a long time. It's when I'm with my girlfriends that I love and we're all just hanging out and go out together. It's never with a guy.
Cabin in the woods.
Oh, last year was horrible, too. Got in a fight with the guy I was dating and broke up with him. Nice. So, yeah, you know, New Year's, I think, is really kind of overrated. I think it's a fun night if you have something, you know, but I don't think you have to go all out and spend all this money going to a club and, you know, everything's overpriced. I mean, I think the best thing to do is to just go out with some friends, have a party, have people over, and not be driving around doing a bunch of things.
I mean, I'm going to a show, but a nightclub is the absolute worst place that you can be on New Year's Eve.
What do they call it? Like a junior, like JV night, or like it's beginner's night or whatever.
Yeah,
what is it called? What do you say? Yeah, it's like, you know.
No, beginner's
university.
Night. Yeah.
No, but they think it's like, you know, like any holiday. I'm not going to go crazy. But the holiday, what about you? Are you going Christmas, holidays, family? No.
I'm going to go back to our hometown of San Francisco for a couple of days. And then I'm going to go to Hawaii. I'm going to go to Hawaii for a little while.
Nice.
And then I'm going to leave Hawaii and go to Vegas for New Year's.
Okay.
Because I got to take a vacation.
Sometimes you got to take. You take them all the time.
And I take little mini vacations. I'll leave for a couple of days, but I don't actually leave for a week or anything like
that. Okay, well, I think you need that. You work really hard. He's the hardest working man in so show business. Okay.
Thank you so much.
When we come back, we are going to give you the scripts how to talk to your partner and how to get what you want in bed. But first, a word from our incredible, amazing sponsors. Okay. It's the holidays, and I'm going to tell you exactly what she wants. A high-quality, premium sex toy that's rechargeable, waterproof, powerful, and designed to hit her in all the right places. Plus, you can play with them together. And my favorite toy is Menace. Do you know what my favorite toy is?
The Hitachi Magic Wand?
No, besides that, the Mimi.
The Mimi? Oh, the Juju Mimi?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's all Jeju, J-E-J-O-U-E Mimi. Well, Hitachi, whatever. But the Mimi I've been talking about for years, it is truly amazing. It is great for clitoral stimulation, or the Fifi, which is a dual stimulation vibrator for clitoris and G-spot. They have a Mio. They have a penis ring. Mm-hmm. Which is the coolest. Like, there's a lot of these rings out there that you just kind of toss them away. They're not even, like, rechargeable. They're like, $8. This one is rechargeable, waterproof. And I'm telling you, if you think vibrations are just for her, guys, every guy that I've given a penis ring to or used it with are like, oh, my God. Vibrations feel great on your shaft, on your balls. You have to try their Mio, M-I-O. And now they also just have a bunch of – their toys are – amazingly designed. They're beautiful gifts, and they are next level sensations. This is why I love them, because I can use one like the Mimi, which I'm obsessed with, put it over your clitoris. You hold it in your hand. It's like a little skipping stone. They're beautifully packaged, discreet. You can leave them out. No one even knows it's a sex toy. They're like mini orgasm machines. So check them out. Use code Emily for 10% off your purchase at jeju.com. That's jeju.com. And 10% off. Use code Emily. So that's what you got to get your girlfriend, even though you don't like sex toys, Menace. I don't know if you do. Maybe you've changed and you haven't talked to me about it.
You were supposed to give me a toy because I want to bring it into work and show everybody. Is the attachment for the iPad.
It was we have that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for the Fleshlight.
Yeah, for the Fleshlight. So the Fleshlight, you know, it's like basically a pocket penis or something.
Yeah, it's a masturbation sleeve.
Yeah, and then but they put an iPad attachment on it now, and you put the iPad on top, and I guess you watch videos.
Right, and you can. It's like you're having sex with you put. So yeah, the attachment beneath it holds onto the masturbation sleeve, and then you could be watching whatever you're watching, porn. Yeah. You could be having phone sex with your Skype sex or whatever with your partner, and then you're like moving it up. It's pretty freaking cool. Do you really want to bring it into your?
Yeah, I'll show it to him.
Do you want me to gift it to you for Christmas? Would you like?
If you
want
to gift it to me, yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, so
and I need your ball lotion.
Oh, you need some Down Under Comfort?
Yeah.
Did you run out? Yeah,
I ran out a long time ago. You never.
We have to remember. Okay, Down Under Comfort. I talked about the massage candles also, but Down Under Comfort. Why do you love it? Just tell him. So I'm not.
Well, it just. All right, so guys, we sweat, we're nasty, we're disgusting, you know, and women hate it. And, you know, and if you're about to, like, hook up with a lady, you don't want to smell like ball sweat,
all
right? You want to smell good. And I swear to God, not because Emily's my friend, this Down Under Comfort stuff is amazing. It feels good on your skin, and it smells awesome. You know?
Thank you, Menace.
That's something that you need in your life.
You do.
How do you get it again?
EmilyandTony.com. Use code Emily for 20% off. And Men's Health Magazine voted it the number one product you didn't know you needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's one of these like miracle products. And women can use it too. Anywhere you sweat. Boobs, yeah. Lower back. Okay. So thank you. I will bring you some. All right. I think I have one in my car when we go out.
Good.
Okay. So scripts for better sex. So like I always talk about communication. Communication is a lubrication. But for some of us, applying these communication skills are not as simple as just lubing up and getting ready for sex. Because I've just been thinking about the show lately because, you know, we've been doing it for so long and the show. And I think, you know, it's just sometimes I just say, just talk to someone, you know, it's not that easy. So I thought, what if I really broke it down for you on how it goes? So Madison here is going to help me. Madison, I'm sure, is going to chime in.
I'm going to chime in.
Do some scripts.
I was going to do this with you, but I can't do it with a straight face without.
I know. You won't even, because you won't be helpful. Time. You'll just be, no, I'm kidding.
I'll be mean.
You'll be mean.
I know you don't like that. So I'm just going
to
say.
No, I like when you're mean. But did you have anything else you wanted to ask me about my personal life? Because
your personal life? Well, no, you're going on vacation and stuff like that. And I just want to know if you're going to have a random hookup.
You know what? I'm going to make that my goal, because I think that would be good for me to have a random hookup that I can share with you all. But there's some good stuff percolating right now with men in my life. So I'm going to have more information. Okay, so, you know, I know you can read my blogs and you can listen to my show, but here's some tips to help guide you through the big sex talk. So first of all, no matter what you want to talk about, maybe your partner ejaculates too quickly, he doesn't perform oral sex, she doesn't perform oral sex on you enough, you want to have a threesome, you want to bring your sex toy into the relationship, and you just don't know how to talk about it, because the reason why it's so hard to communicate with your partner is because a lot of times there's nothing to talk about at the beginning. Sex is amazing. You're having rockin' sex. And then when it becomes a problem or an issue, you're like, I don't know how to bring it up because everything's been so great and you don't have the skills. So first, before you talk to your partner, think about what you really want to say. Do you want more sex? Do you want less sex? More foreplay? Different foreplay? What is your end goal? And then you can make sure that the conversation is constructive. Also, timing. It's so important. You do not want to start talking about your sex life in bed after something bad happens or after something weird happens. It's best to do it outside the bedroom, you know, when you're having breakfast the next morning in the living room. You know, you don't want to just be like in the middle of sex, kill the moment and talk about it, unless you're in pain. If he's hurting you or she's hurting you, you want to bring it up in the moment. Also, tone. Tone is a huge issue and point of contention between couples, because a lot of times you're trying to say something really nice or pleasant or confront something, but the tone can be so off. So depending on whatever issue you're addressing and the nature of the relationship, your tone should match the nature of the talk. So is it a playful conversation? Is it like, hey, I want to try something new? Or is it more serious? So you have to be sensitive. Take your partner's feelings into consideration, because if it's difficult for you to talk about, it's not easy to hear feedback. And so you want to, you know, again, it's not like we need to talk. Let's have a big conversation. Because the second you say that, someone's going to think, oh, no, something bad's happening. So just make sure that you keep it positive and you want to accentuate the positive. So if you're having a challenge in the relationship, you don't want to, you know, be accusing them of something and saying, oh, you're doing this thing wrong or that thing wrong. You kind of want to sandwich it and, God, our sex life has been really great and I love having sex with you. And you know what would be really fun? I think that we could try this, you know? So you just want to make it more positive and open. I think it would be really sexy if, you know, that time you performed oral sex on me, I had a killer orgasm. It'd be fun to try that again. Because guys get pretty sensitive, right, Menace? Have you ever gotten feedback about your sexual skills?
Not recently, but yeah. I mean, when having the communication. Yeah, guys do get kind of, you know.
They do. I mean, they can't handle it. I mean, I remember, so there was a guy I was dating a while ago, and his ex-girlfriend, like, in a last-ditch moment to, like, spite him at the end of the relationship, said that his penis was smaller than her ex, who had a large, and his penis is big, I'm just telling you. Mm-hmm. He has, like, ever since then, for years, walked around thinking his penis, there's something wrong with it, because it's one woman. Like, guys can't get over penis criticism.
Yeah,
so
but
don't do that. Don't harm someone.
There's nothing you can do about your penis, so you shouldn't take it to heart.
No, but the truth is his penis is pretty freaking awesome, and he really, in his mind, thinks he's, like, penis dysmorphia.
Penis dysmorphia.
Yeah, he thinks it's all messed up. So don't insult your partner. You never want to insult anyone, actually. Uh-huh. These are just constructive communication skills. So, of course, the first thing that Madison and I are going to run through here, and Menace, feel free to chime in, is, of course, threesomes. So threesomes, of course, are like the number one. Like, I think men since the beginning of time, it's their top fantasy.
It's like the holy grail for guys.
It is the holy grail. So you got to think about this. If you guys want to have a threesome, you know, you might already be having an amazing sex life and things are great. And you're thinking, and I think a lot of guys are the ones that initiate this. So I don't want to be stereotypical here.
I would say it would probably be 70-30.
Right.
When it comes to this conversation, 70% guys, 30% girls that want
to
do
it. And they don't know what to do, and how do I talk about it? So first, this is how you do it. You got to assess your relationship, and if you guys are not in a good place, emotionally, sexually, whatever, not a great time to bring it up. It's just like having a kid to save your relationship. Having a threesome isn't going to save your relationship either. If you've got huge jealousy issues in the relationship, she always thinks you're out banging your coworker. Not a great time.
No.
But if you guys meet the criteria that you have healthy communication, you're having great sex, you talk about things, and it's just something that you want to try, you could start the conversation talking about your fantasies and talking about, you know, so let's, we're going to run through this here with Madison, okay? Madison? So okay. Here we go. Okay. Where's my script? Okay. So, I'm the guy.
All right.
She's my girlfriend, Madison. Hey, sweetie. Hey, sweetie. God, our sex life is so good. I just feel like it just keeps getting better lately. I mean, the other night it was so hot. I was wondering, do you have any sexual fantasies that you've been wanting to fulfill or try or some new things to, like, take it to the next level?
All right, stop. Hold on. This is a guy supposed to be saying this?
Yeah.
This is how a guy should be saying this. All right. That's not how a normal guy would say this. Probably.
He should be saying it?
Well, like, this is the context.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, so any fantasies you've been having lately? Anything you want to try? You know, like, what's on your bucket list? Like, what do you want to try?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, are there things, like, that you've ever thought about? Like, you know, when you're masturbating or you're fantasizing, is there any, like, things that you've ever think about that you want to try?
Well, the sex is great that we have, but, sometimes I watch porn that turns me on.
Oh, that's hot. What kind of porn do you watch?
Wait, don't say that's hot, though.
What?
Because then she's going to think you're pervy. You're trying to be open.
Oh, but she knows I already watch porn 24/7.
No, I know, but, like, you want to fake her out.
You
and think
do?
That you're...
Oh, yes, I didn't know you watch porn, sweetie. What kind do you watch? Yeah. What kind do you watch?
You know, we should watch it together sometime. Turns me on to, you know, see women together sometimes.
Oh.
What about you?
See, this is what I like. You're making it her idea.
That's what you got to do. Yeah. That's the thing. You want to make it her idea. Thank you, Menace. You want to make it her idea. Or you want to... No, because that comes off wrong. I've said that before. And people are like, what do you mean? But you actually... You don't want to force it on her. And you want to kind of just probe, see what her fantasies are. And it's amazing if it is her idea. So that's the perfect scenario.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you say, oh, that's hot, you're going to kind of
okay, I didn't mean that.
You got to pretend that you're actually open and you're listening to what you have to say.
Oh, wow. You're right.
Good call.
You just want to stick
that's a really good call.
You know?
Okay.
You got to hear her out.
So you watch. Oh, that's interesting. I mean, maybe, babe, why don't we watch some porn together sometime? We can see what turns us both on. You know, what do you think about that? Would you be into that?
Yeah, sure. But, what did you have in mind?
I don't know. I mean, we could just, like, kind of surf around the web, look at some porn that is interesting to us. You know, I mean, as far as, like, my fantasies, like, I've always thought it'd be kind of, you know, cool to try a threesome. I mean, I'm so satisfied with you and our sex life, and I'm not thinking about anyone in particular, but I don't know. I think it's like skydiving. It's just, like, something I've always wanted to try.
Yeah, like your best friend or something.
No. And the thing is, I mean, I'm not thinking of anyone in particular. I mean, I think it's better. You know, I don't want no one that we know, but it could be cool. I mean, I think it'd be kind of, you know, interesting to see you with another woman. Would that turn you on, you think?
Maybe. Who did you have in mind? I know you've always had the hots for Ashley. Is that what this is about?
No. See, no, I flipped on you right now.
No, Ashley. No, babe. No, we don't want to bring in any people we know. Yeah. That would just be messy. I mean, I want to find someone together if you're into it, you
know? Forget Ashley. She sucks. I hate
her. Yeah, she's not that hot. That boob job looks terrible on her.
Yeah, totally.
But her eyebrows are terrible.
She needs a color. Exactly. Right there. So, you know, I think, you know, we could just go back. I don't know. Like, my friend, my friend Bob goes to these things, and he talks about these parties he goes to, and there's people who are a little more open. We could check that out. We could even just kind of, you know, while we're having sex, we could just kind of talk about it. And it'd be kind of hot just to talk about someone else being there and see what happens.
Well, it's something I'd be open to exploring. Let's think about it more. And how would we find someone?
What planet is this? See, I think you're talking too much. about you're giving the idea too much. How can we make this conversation giving her making her bring up the idea of the threesome? How could we
Well, we did. She said she watches porn with women, so that was my entree.
So say, oh, so are you like into threesomes or something?
Yeah, are you into chicks? Have you ever wanted to be with a woman? You guys get the point. Yeah, yeah. This is what I'm saying. You got to bring it up. She brings it up. Then you're like, okay, we could explore. Another thing you can do here is start watching porn together. The Good Vibrations has this great site, Good Vibes After Dark. It's on my website, sexwithemily.com. And you can like buy minutes and they have all this like female-friendly porn. I mean, the porn that you're into, guys, might not be what she's into, but there is stuff that she's into that you'd probably be into as well. And you guys can find something together. And the other thing is a great way that actually works, because I know I had a guy do this with me a long time ago, but we were together and I was like in my early 20s before I had ever ventured into anything really crazy, but he, during sex, during intercourse, he was like, hey, so, because we had time to talk, watch porn together. He's like, hey, so right now there's like, I'm picturing like this hot woman, like what, she's here and she's like going down on you. How does that feel? Like he role played it in my mind. I was like, yeah, that's really hot. He's like, she's just like going down on you and she's like, you're moaning. And he was like talking me through it. And I thought that's, and there was no one in the room. There wasn't a threesome yet, but it was leading up to it and it planted the seed. So even if she's freaked out about it, like that's just a fun, like dirty talk role play thing to get into and see how it goes from there.
Yeah.
And I hope you all wish you all threesomes for Christmas. Okay, so that's okay, how you got to do it. What?
All right, so
let's sum it up. Yeah.
Okay, she's a female.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a relationship. This, be 100% honest. Your boyfriend comes to you in this discussion. How would you handle it? Would you ever, if you're not into it, would you ever forget it? Or would it always be in the back of your mind?
No, it's definitely, because, I mean, it's happened, and obviously the threesome hasn't happened, and so it's always in the back of my mind that that's
wait, how long have you been dating this guy? Wait, talk straight in the mic.
Oh, sorry. We've been together for, like, 2.5 years.
Has he brought it up?
Yeah, he's definitely brought it up multiple times.
I mean, every guy does.
So yeah, because
it shouldn't be a big deal.
He's, like, very sexual, so he's always, you know.
How long into the relationship did he ask?
Maybe like a year and a half.
Okay, that's a good time.
And what'd you say?
I said no. To be honest, I'm an only child. I'm not great at sharing. And like, I also have a running fear of vaginas, not my own, but others. So it's like, I wouldn't necessarily want to do anything to her, and I wouldn't know how I don't know how I'd feel about him doing stuff to her.
Right, it'd be hard. Like it'd be jealousy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This is what I want to say is my next point. Threesomes are not for everyone. And if she's not into it, you know, if she's not into any, like, she might just shut it down. She might not be into women. She might not be into other vaginas. So you just got to know that it might just be ruled out with whoever you're with. It might never happen. There is no, I'm giving you the best tools here. But if someone's not into something, they're just not into something. Men is, you know, might not be into God knows what. Sex toys or
a butt plug.
Yeah,
not into that. But some people are. So here's the thing: you're not gonna. Again, you want to talk about it in a way that you're bringing the topic up together. But again, if she says no, like if the more you keep begging and asking her, you're not gonna change her mind. So I would just say this is a great way to go about it, and you might not get the threesome, but by sharing your fantasies, you might get something else.
Yeah. Don't act thirsty.
Yeah.
Don't act thirsty, exactly. Because there's jealousy. There's so many other issues that can come up. So you want to make sure you're coming from a really strong place. And then if you do decide to have a threesome, you got to set the rules ahead of time before, you know, is there kissing? Is the person sleeping over? There's other things. I've talked a lot about threesomes on the show, but I just wanted to give you some scripts. So the next script.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes, honey, go ahead.
But again, like if a guy asks you this, women don't like take offense to it. Every guy has to try at least once.
Right.
And just bring it up.
Yeah, don't get mad at your guy. And it doesn't necessarily mean he wants to bang your friend or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can just be a really hot thing to do. And again, nothing in the sexual under the sexual umbrella is for everyone. That's what makes the world go round. If it's something that you're like, I'm going to die if I don't have a threesome, you know, I will die if I don't have a threesome before I die, you know, then you might not be with the right partner. If it's really like your deal breaker or your bucket list, because you just got to be with the right person. And I just feel like before people commit and get married, they find out afterwards that they're not sexually compatible. Mm-hmm. So these are good things to figure out before you commit to life for someone.
Cool.
Okay, the next one is anal sex.
All right.
This is a big topic, a hot topic. It's the it thing to get your partner to do. I think it's funny. When we started, anal was the huge thing, the show, but now I feel like squirting is the new anal.
Yeah, it's so trendy right now.
It is so trendy. Everyone's squirting all over the place. It's a messy world. child. So it's naughty, a little bit taboo, but when it's done wrong, it can be a real pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. No pun intended. It's an absolute nightmare on the receiving end. So there's a lot of women who I know have had really bad experiences the first time. And, you know, they were drunk, a guy just shoved it in without lube, he didn't ask first, he didn't let her know, and then they swear it off forever. And now you're the guy dating her, and she's like, nope, I'm done, no anal, it hurt, and they sign mm-hmm. it off for life. But there are ways to turn the situation around because anal sex can be very pleasurable for mm-hmm. a lot of women once they do it right. I mean, if you do it wrong, it's painful. If you do it right, which I've talked on the show how to do it right, it can be very pleasurable. There's a lot of nerve endings. Women can have orgasms. You use mm-hmm. lube. You're with a trusted partner. But let's talk about it here. Okay. All right, Madison. So I'm the dude.
All right.
So I noticed, okay. Hey, babe. I've noticed that when I touch you, I was thinking about our sex life and I feel like it's gotten really hot lately and I love having sex with you. And, I noticed like when I try to touch you, like on your back end, you kind of wince and jump away. Like when I kind of touch your butt, like I can't tell, like, is it just scare you or is it something you're not into or how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I had a really bad experience once, and it just seems so painful. I don't want to do it.
Painful? What happened, babe? Why are you laughing?
Sorry. I had a bad experience once. Like, a guy doesn't want to hear about another guy, like, wanting to stick his penis
okay,
in
your so
body,
why don't you
know?
Like it? Yeah, but you got it. Why don't you like it? Is it, like, something you've seen? Or why like, what
just,
happened?
It just looks so painful, and I've had friends who have bled.
They bled, oh. Yeah. I mean, I've heard that, you know. I mean, I know women, they have bad experiences. But, you know, the thing is that if there's ways to do it right, and I know that there's a lot of pleasure that can be sought, that can be experienced. And, you know, the trick of it is just, you know, you go slow and you have to use lots of lube. And I would like to just kind of play with that. Maybe we could just, I could just touch your area, your butt, your anus a little yeah. slowly with some lube and like we could maybe try some toys and just kind of play around with it and see how you feel because I think you might really like it.
Yeah. Maybe we could start off slow and see how that goes with the fingers first.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, it's all about going slow and using lots of lube. That douchebag you were with didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Emily, your boyfriend is such a prude. I mean, your girlfriend, sorry.
I know. I date the right, exactly. I don't date the right types. No, so the point here is that to do anal sex correctly, you have to have lube. Like, there is no debating the importance of lube. So I just say you do use lube. And also, if it's the first time, maybe she's never had a bad experience. It just terrifies her because she's heard it from her friends. Just start rubbing around her anus, like with some, put a little lube on your finger and just start rubbing and see how it feels. And then you can stick your pinky in if you want. Then you can, you know, use a little toy. And then, I mean, I would say this doesn't happen in one day. So you play with the area a little bit and maybe the next time you're together, you stick a finger in and then you could try it, you know, slowly with lots of lube and you might get what you want. But it's important to talk to her about what the experience was with her, why it didn't feel good. And that you know what you're doing because you've been listening to Sex with Emily for so long, and I've told you how to have really good anal sex.
You need like a slip and slide. That
yeah,
much lube.
I love the slip and slide.
Yeah.
I love Pure Lube. It's spelled PJUR. You can get it at goodvibes.com. They're pretty awesome. Okay, here's our next conversation.
All right.
This is a touchy subject for men, how to bring a sex toy into our sex life.
All right.
Okay. And Madison actually wrote a great blog about this on our website, sexonme.com, a few months ago when she first started. Of course, one of the rite of passages is, you know, she was an intern. Now she's producing. But we have intern sex toy review day, and mm-hmm. I sent her home with some toys, probably a lot of toys. And you wrote a great blog if you want to talk about what happened there.
Oh, yeah. So actually, funny enough, my story kind of took place before I even started working at Sex with Emily. My boyfriend stumbled across my vibrator, which I had kind of kept a secret from him. I just hadn't been ready to talk about it because I was like, if I talk about it, then he's going to want to use it and he's going to expect all these things from me. So I'd hidden it, but it had somehow turned itself on in my drawer. And he heard this buzzing sound and was kind of like following it all around my room and ended up finding my magic bullet and just kind of was like, what is this? And I was like, okay, either I can lie or I can just tell him the truth. And I did, and it ended up being like the best thing that's ever happened to our sex life because now we have all these different toys that we play with, and he was so excited about it. He loved it, but I was so scared. I just
What were you scared about? What was the scare?
Were you afraid
he would judge you?
Yeah, I was kind of afraid that he would judge me, or he would think like, oh, like my girlfriend's a like a nymphomaniac. Yeah, like now we can do everything. I was kind of worried that the floodgates would open, but it ended up being like a really good starting point for us, like a talking point.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was just kind of, I kind of thought he would be freaked out about it. I was worried he would like tell our friends or stuff like that, but he was so cool about it. He was way more excited than I was, I think.
Do you think it's because you were able to, like, how is it different when you're using the toy with him during intercourse?
It's definitely different because I know how to touch myself with it, whereas, like, I'm not really the best at that, like, barehanded. So he really got off on that idea in itself, that I was taking my pleasure into my own hands and that it was kind of like a dual thing. Because when the guy's behind you or doing whatever, and, you know, he's very into what he's doing, and sometimes he forgets to pay attention
to your clitoris.
To the clitoris, yeah. Mm, so
that it's clitoris. Kinda,
yeah, you know, it's that button that's hard to hit. Guys forget about it a lot of the time, and it's so important in having an orgasm. So it was like my a couple of our first blended orgasms that happened were with using, like, the magic bullet on the outside and, like, him having sex with me. And he thought that was great. He was all about it.
Because he can't do it all. And it's true that a lot of women need the clitoral orgasm first before they can have a G-spot orgasm or at the same time. So you had your first G-spot clitoral orgasm using a toy. That's amazing. Okay, so here's our script.
Yes.
Am I the, what, you're the...
Oh, you're going to be the girl.
I'm the girl.
Oh,
we planned this out. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, so, hey, sweetie. I was wondering, I want to show you this really cool new thing I got today. How would you feel about trying something new together?
Wait, what is it? Is it a dildo? What, am I not good enough for you?
Well, what? It's not a deal. It's a, you know, it's a vibrator. It's a toy that I think that, you know, no, babe, I love having sex with you. It's amazing. I just think that I think you'd find it really hot, too, because I can have, like, multiple orgasms with it, and I can use it when we're actually having sex. And I can use it on my clitoris.
You don't have to do as much work.
And it takes away half the work. You know how sometimes you have to perform oral sex on me for, like, 40 minutes until I can have an orgasm?
And I know you hate that.
And I know that you hate going down on me. So this actually, in, like, 5 minutes, it... And then we can have sex, or sometimes if you put your penis in me, I can leave it on my clitoris and it'll feel really good. And I don't know, I think you might like the vibrations as well. Might feel good for you.
If it'd be over quicker, yeah, sure, let's try it out.
Yeah, let's do it.
You never go down on me anymore.
No.
And I think it's just like that. Like, you guys say, like, this is really fun for us. And then there's also, like, the penis ring. Have you used a cock ring with your partner?
Yeah, I have. I'm not a huge fan of the cock ring. It just kind of, like, flies all over and it's a little bit distracting.
You haven't tried the Mio yet, though?
No,
by Jeju. So you use, like, the ones that are disposable.
I used a double-sided one. It kind of, like, poked me. It was supposed to, one was supposed to sit on top, like, one vibrator on top and one below. And so it was, like, hitting me in the
a lot of them move around,
and it was just like I wasn't ready for that. Kind of, it was like, oh god.
Well, the thing about the vibrating rings that are good, like the Mio, is that you put on your penis, it's one size fits all, and then it has a vibrator, so it feels good on him, but he can feel the vibrations as well. I'm telling you, Menace, if you've never had vibrations on your shaft of your penis or your balls, I've never had a guy say to me that feels bad.
All right.
I'm just saying, it's for couples. So I think you just got to, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off these conversations. You just have to, you know, sit down and just be like, this is what I want to try. Because if you're sitting there in a sex life right now that is feeling sort of stagnant and you want to take it to the next level, you could put it on your New Year's resolution list that I'm just going to have this conversation. Because once the sex dies and you stop having sex, you're roommates. How's that going for you?
Yeah. I told you probably a couple podcasts ago that I have a friend that's married that sleeps in separate rooms, and that's just how it is. That's the, you know, you're just a roommate.
Right.
That's all.
Because people don't realize that sex takes work. Our sex life should constantly be expanding and growing. And of course you had great sex the first 6 months to 2 years of your relationship. But after that, things like everything in life. If you were having, you know, spaghetti every night for dinner for 2 years, you'd be like, I really don't want any more fucking noodles. So that's why it's something that you want to continue. And I'm not saying you got to have anal, you got to have a threesome, but it could just be, you know, having sex in your living room instead of your bedroom. Whatever it is that will make your sex life different and expansive and changing, so you guys continue to connect, because you do not want your sex life to fall by the wayside. Because once that happens and you're in separate bedrooms, it's really hard to get it back. That lust.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm all about here.
All helping about people. That lust.
Okay. Well, that's my scripts. Hope that was helpful. If you have any more ideas or things you'd like us to role play here, I think we can. Madison, you rock. Thank you so much.
Oh,
yeah.
She's been awesome. Menace, thank you for your everything, for being you.
At the end of the day, the whole thing that you just did was about communication and not being afraid to talk to each other.
Exactly. You're not going to die. Communication is a lubrication. And you know what? If you're with someone that you feel like you can't talk to, this is going to be a problem in other areas of your relationship.
Yeah. Do you want to be like that for the rest of your life?
Exactly. No. Really? Like, this is the person you want to live with. You can't talk to them. So I'm trying to help you here. Saving the world one orgasm at a time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Menace. You can find Menace everywhere.
Yeah.
At Menace. And then your show.
Oh, The Woody Show. It's on Alt 98.7 in Los Angeles, Monday through Friday. You can stream it on the iHeartRadio app or just search The Woody Show.
And it's perfect.
A daily show. You can listen to pop culture
and
stuff.
He's on billboards too, if you all over LA. And Madison, your Twitter?
The Real Madisha. It's kind of embarrassing.
Is that what it is?
Madisha?
Yeah, exactly. It was my gangster alter ego when I was like 18.
Okay. So. Awesome. And check out her great blogs on my website, Sex with Emily. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to the show and talk about awkward conversations. Have you ever been with a partner that maybe just gets there a little bit too quickly? 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation, but you don't have to now because Permescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that allows you to have the sex you want. You don't have to think about baseball or your great Aunt Margaret with the furry mustache. You can actually focus on your partner's hot body, especially now that you have the time to make your partner orgasm. And the thing about Permescent is it closes the arousal gap between men and women. Men take 6 to 8 minutes to orgasm. Women take sometimes 30 minutes. So this will double the amount of time that you can last in the bedroom. So it's not just premature ejaculation. It's just if you want to last longer. Permescent helps you last twice as long. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Go to Permescent.com to find more. That's Permescent, Permescent.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey, I'm Jake.
And I'm Amir.
And we're from that appropriately named web series, Jake and Amir.
We're also the voices of If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us.
That's right. Every week we offer our personal insight to real problems submitted to us by real people. And sometimes even our comedy friends join, like Ben Schwartz, Thomas Middleditch, and Allison Williams.
The important thing is the advice is often pretty bad,
but hopefully always funny.
So go to podcastone.com and hit that download button to hear our terrible but hopefully funny advice.
Thanks, guys.